Definitely. Well, we have got to keep things moving right along. It is now time for our album review this week, and we have Sid here joining us today. Sid, how are you?
Good, we're doing pretty good. So what album did you decide to review for us this week?
I decided to review The Hives' new album, The Death of Randy Fitzsimmons.
Mm-hmm.
Even though this album came out in August of this year, it's sort of spooky, and I kind of wanted to bring that to our like little Halloween show. So
nice. I absolutely love that. So what were some of the kind of key standout moments for you?
If I had to sum up this album in like one word, it would be energy. Like, ooh, it is an incredibly fast-paced album.
Mm-hmm.
The songs are mostly upbeat, but in the same sense, it doesn't lull at all. Like, you don't get tired of the energy.
Right, right.
It's just like hype throughout the whole album.
Nice.
Which I found really fun.
Man, I like that. So is it kind of like a rock feel? Is it more of a pop feel?
Yeah, it's definitely more of a rock feel. I think their official like genre is garage rock.
Yes.
But yeah, it's definitely more alternative and rock than like traditional pop.
Nice. So what are some of your favorite songs on the album?
They're all so good, but I think the one that really stands out is Rigor Mortis Radio.
Mm-hmm.
It sort of reminds me of like a song from the 60s that would be in like a high school movie.
Nice.
Just because it's so fun and upbeat.
Well, we have that song to play for you guys right here, right now on New Music Monday. This is Hives. Check them out. Hives with Rigor Mortis Radio for our album review this week by Sid. Sid, any more standout moments for you from this album?
I think this whole record had a lot of like upbeat music, but the lyrics were all really dark in mm-hmm. like their themes, which I think is always an interesting pairing, and they played with it really well throughout this album.
Right, it's kind of like a neat little contrast.
Yeah, I really liked that song. I cannot believe I haven't heard of them before.
Yeah, me too. But yeah, it's weird. Like, I feel like I have heard of The Hives before.
Last time they released music was 2012. So
oh,
they were super popular in, like, the early 2000s. Or not, like,
okay,
super popular. But so this is the first time in 11 years they've released new music. And they actually
wow,
did a really good job, in my opinion, keeping that signature sound of The Hives,
mm-hmm.
But also bringing in something fresh and making people excited about the new music.
Yeah,
oh,
do you think,
for sure.
Do you think they're going to be like steadily releasing music now, or do you think they're going to go back on kind of like a break after this?
I honestly can't tell, because throughout the past decade, they've been touring a lot,
gotcha,
or frequently. So I think there's a possibility that they could go back to just like touring with this
yeah,
record.
Yeah.
But there's also a high chance that we could be seeing more from them soon.
Ooh, well, I would definitely like to hear more from them. They have like a very cool sound. It's
oh,
very
yeah,
unique.
Mm-hmm.
So
I definitely understand that like high school movie sound.
Yes,
that
I was going to
yeah,
say that as well. You read my mind, Logan.